I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One, two, three, four.
Yes.
Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Turn it on.
We're turning over.
Is it on? It's on.
Come on, Funny old sport,
isn't it? Funny, very strange sport. Yeah.
Shoulder
high,
weren't you?
Yeah, I was lauded. Yeah, because I was very good at attacking, getting in over the line and tapping people and running away.
And saying kabaddi at the same time.
Yeah, very simple game. Takes a lifetime to master, Barry.
And is it true that Sky have picked it up now?
Sky have rebranded kabaddi. Used to play kabaddi in the dust in the playground, you know. And now they've got it all like gladiators and all like, you know, a big computer game and all that, you know.
Sky have put loads of money into it. Yeah, other sports they got.
What, Sky?
Yeah.
Dog racing they got.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, no disrespect to kabaddi, but it's not the most complex.
It's not a mainstream sport. Well, I tell you what.
I watched the other day.
I watched that Speedway on Ice.
Oh, it's good.
It's good, that. It's good. I can watch that for hours.
Oh, Speedway on Ice.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous. The reason it's so dangerous is because when they on their motorbikes, they got all these spikes on them, so that they can ride on the ice, you know, without falling over.
Mm.
But sometimes when the bike falls over, you know, the spikes can go right into someone else, you know. If there's a crash, very dangerous.
I'd like
to see. Made a fortune out of a load of money for that sports guy.
I think that. An element of danger in any sport is good. I'd like to see, you know, greyhound racing from Walthamstow, had they not knocked the thing down.
Yeah.
But with rabid dogs, there's always a chance one of them has got distemper or something, might attack the other one.
Or the crowd.
They
could run into the crowd and it gives the old stadium a boost. You could get rabies at any moment.
Anything like that.
I like it, like if they play football, a premiership team or whatever, and one of the footballers is carrying a gun.
Yes.
And you don't know which one it is.
Oh, that's it.
And he can pull it out at any time.
Oh,
now,
I
that would really brighten the whole thing up, wouldn't it? Really, add an element of drama.
I love that. I'd like, you know, when a darts, and they go the embassy darts.
Yeah.
From Sheffield.
La la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
Something
blows up. Or they get the old arrows.
Yeah.
And they turn round. And it's like, what is it, 50 for a bullseye?
That's
what have
right,
you.
Yeah.
Turn around, if you can actually hit it in, say, the Crafty Cockney's eye.
Never mind the bullseye,
the Eric Bristow eye.
Get
100 points.
100 points, yeah. You know. And it's like the dream shot.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. I'll pay money to see that.
I'd
renew my Sky subscription if they could promise it.
I've got a. It's a Kentish ale.
Is it?
Yeah. Although I don't think it's that bad.
No.
Now.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, everyone. Hello. So first and foremost.
First and foremost. First things first. Are doing a show.
Oh, we're doing a show.
On the 13th of May.
Oh, yeah, but that is just the tip of the iceberg, mate. That is the tip of the iceberg. A very big iceberb. Bigger than what sunk the Titanic. This berg.
It is bigger than a fat berg. You beat me to it. This one's a preview on the 13th of May.
This was going to be our first show, really, of the tour, but we've been writing it, and we've decided that we're now going to call it Work in Progress. Aren't we?
Yeah.
We call it Work in Progress.
Don't get me wrong, it's very good. We've been doing a lot of writing.
Oh, my God.
And it's at the Udderbelly on the South Bank, udderbelly.co.uk.
Something like that.
And then we're going on tour.
Oh, then we got a little bit of a break where we just be kicking our ears. And smoking fags and going in a betting shop and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And now we'll be raising money and then we're going to go on the tour.
That's going to be fantastic.
I can't wait to go on the tour.
Make some proper money.
Oh, yeah, some serious cash.
Oh, mate, some serious cash.
But not from tickets yet, from merch.
From merch?
Merch. That's where the money is, mate.
Oh, yeah.
From merch.
Yeah. We're going to do t-shirts.
Merch. Posters. Mugs.
Mugs and that. You might cut off some of your hair.
Yeah, I'm showing some of my hair.
Some of your hair. But what I wanted to say about that,
skin.
Bit of skin. I mean, I've got a lot of. I've got a pumice stone that I use on my ankle.
Okay.
On my ball and my foot. Very tough skin. I dare say if I use it on my balls, tough skin on your ball. Ball. The one ball. The other one's soft as.
I lost the other one in Camden.
Oh, what?
I lost the other one in Camden.
Oh, I know.
You remember?
That was unfortunate, wasn't it?
On the escalator.
So what we're going to do is we're going to sell all the merch, but I want to just tell you something.
Sign fags.
Yeah. What I want to tell you money don't make you happy.
Yeah.
We're not doing it for money. We're not doing it for money.
We're doing it so we can get out and see you guys.
Because we'll see
you guys.
If it was for money, I'd do something else.
If it was for money?
I mean, your brother was very wealthy.
My brother was fabulously wealthy.
Did it make him happy?
Well, it did at first.
It made
him very happy.
Yeah.
But my brother, he made his fortune, as you know,
in
bouncy castles.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He had all these bouncy castles, and he'd go around, and he had other things too, like bouncy slides you know. And how he got into the bouncy slide game was, he nicked one off of Ryanair.
Oh, yeah.
You know the escape slide?
I know,
that's right. Anyway, he nicked one off them, and he tied that to a tree, and then that took off.
Yes.
But he was a pioneer of that, with the old, inflatable slides.
Yes.
And he tried it out first, and he thought, I better do it myself before I let anyone else go on it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he lost a leg when he went down the slide.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Anyway, he had one leg for quite a long time, but then he became fabulously wealthy.
Yes.
Fabulously wealthy with the bouncy castles.
Yes.
You know, they all took off.
And
so he thought, right, I'm going to get my leg done, you know. And this is going years back now, before the pioneering technology, what they've got now. You know, it was all very different back then, and he wanted it done proper. So he went to Czechoslovakia, as it was then.
Yes.
You know. And he said to them, can you stick me a new leg on here, because this one's obviously not here no more, you know. And they said, yes, they'd stick a new leg on for you.
Yeah.
And he didn't ask, he didn't say,
he didn't check the paperwork.
He didn't really ask about the procedure.
No.
And he was all in foreign anyway, so he didn't speak the language. And
he's a very wealthy man. I want it done.
I'm not going to muck about with actually understanding the procedure or what it is they're going to do to me.
Oh, God, I vaguely remember.
You remember now? Yeah, anyway, they stuck this concrete bollard on his stump.
On his right leg,
all the way up to his hip. They fused it to his hip using this,
screw.
Use what?
A screw.
A big screw.
Quick screw.
And cement, you know? They cemented it onto him.
Yes.
Anyway, it's a devil to get off again.
Yes,
once it's on there.
It is.
Once it's on there.
Yeah.
But the upshot is, of course, he's got this concrete bollard.
Yeah.
In where his leg was.
Yes.
And now he can't go swimming.
I remember. But if I remember rightly, you know, I mean, he might try to make the best of it. He had some stone cladding put on
he had it sandblasted, he had it pebble dashed for a little while.
Yeah,
lovely. But that used to scratch his other leg.
Yeah, and you'd think that's nice. Okay, he tried to make a feature of it. Yeah. In fact, didn't he have, he tried to have a pot plant sort of coming out the top of it.
Yeah, coming out the top of it, yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it was a concrete
bollard. It was a concrete bollard, yeah.
I mean, this is the issue. Your brother.
Oh, yeah.
All the wonderful thing. Well, he had beautiful wife.
Beautiful wife. Beautiful
homes
wife.
In Monte Carlo.
Yeah. Belarus.
Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi. Konstantinopolis.
Yes. All those lovely places.
That's right.
Could he enjoy it?
No, he couldn't enjoy it. He had a swimming pool in each one. Yeah, right, as soon as he went in there, he sunk like a stone.
Oh, God.
He had to be rescued out of all the swimming pools. Oh, God. He tried everything, you know.
Well,
he tried having it, trying to lilo around it.
Yeah.
He put water wings on it.
God.
Yeah, everything. Everything.
I mean, he had a fleet of Lamborghinis.
Yeah, he had a
got fleet. In it the moment that big concrete stump hit the accelerator.
Bang. That's bang. Right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, beautiful Harley Davidson, but could he get his concrete leg over it?
No, he couldn't.
He had a lovely, he had five racing horses.
Yes. Yes.
And he got on one of them and nearly snapped his spine.
I remember.
So, you know.
He said he'd give his right arm, which was cement as well, for a proper leg, didn't he? But, you know, this is the thing with Matt. He can't buy you everything.
No, I mean, he would admit now that he was a bit hasty to have the concrete leg welded to his body, you know. And he felt if he had his time again, he probably wouldn't do that.
No, I don't know whether that procedure still exists. But, I mean, by the same token, I mean, you know, my brother Derek.
Yeah, with his balls?
Yeah, with his balls. My brother Derek, with his balls, I mean, he made a lot of money out of those, didn't he?
He did make a lot of money out of
them. God blimey,
yeah.
He had two massive balls,
right,
didn't he? And he used to go on those fairgrounds and all that, roll up, roll over them. And he made a lot of money, retired out Kent Way, didn't
right.
he?
With
Sylvia.
Yeah.
Anyway, we used to go and visit them. You know, you have to go in, there's a usual thing going, oh, look at my balls, yeah, lovely balls, yeah. Margaret, come look at Derek's balls. I've shined them up, you know, made a feature of them and all that. Sit out on his swing hammock,
Get the old brass on, Derek, I've seen them all. Fine, fine.
Lovely, lovely. You've made a lot of money from your nutsack, very good. Okay, his lovely wife, Sylvia. She'd had all the work done.
Well, she has, hasn't she?
She's had
She's got all the money to do it.
She's had a boob job.
Yes.
She might get the other one done and all.
That's right.
But she's had an augmentation.
Oh, has she? Yes, an augmentation.
She's had her arse cheeks lifted.
Oh,
what's
right.
that called?
Yeah. Arse lift.
She's had her nose done.
Yeah, she's had her eyes all taken up.
She's had her eyes taken out and moved up a bit.
Yeah.
She said all the hair on her ears done.
Yeah.
She had all her, she had her gooch shined up
right,
as well
yeah,
on the
yeah.
NHS. I didn't say nothing about that, you know. Anyway, my mother, a little bit jealous. The old green-eyed monster.
It's a shame, though, isn't it? Well, because she's Derek's wife. She looks amazing.
Oh, she looks
Now she's had her ear moved.
She's had her ears moved.
Yeah, she looks sensational.
And she's that wonderful thing she's done because she had quite a big chin.
Yeah, she looked like that thing out of Pan's Labyrinth.
She did, and so she had her chin put. It's just moved round to the side.
The side, that's much
side
better.
Of her face, and it's quite it's nice, and it means when
it's
she's
tastefully
got,
done.
Tastefully done when she's gossiping about something
right.
out the side.
Well, she can smoke out the side of her mouth when it's just
and
it.
Eat at the same time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, she's a beautiful,
and she's had that other mouth put on the other side
she
of her
has.
Face. So that,
she has.
That,
so
you know,
she
that
the
is,
eyes.
That's money for you. That's money.
Right.
Yeah.
She had. She's had all that done, and she's had the boobs, the arse, the lot.
Gooch.
Gooch has been done. Okay. Now, and that's it. And they've got the money to spend.
Well, they've got the money to do it.
But my mother comes along, Barry, she'll go, you know, what do you think of my arse? It's hanging down.
Yeah, go south.
Yeah, you know, I want these hanging down, and I want my boobs done. I want my mouth moved round to the side, my eyes taken out and shit. I said, look, Margaret, to me,
and
you.
Her forehead she wants done, and all her forehead.
Oh,
her,
she wants
all her
that,
cheeks all lifted up.
She wants that tattoo removed from her head.
Made in England.
Made in England. She wants all that off. And I said to her, you are a beautiful, beautiful lady. And then, I said, you don't have to go and have all the procedure that Sylvia has done. In fact, you know, Brian Dawes.
Yeah.
Who lives up there? What was it near?
South Down Way.
He said that he got a little bit of experience with the cosmetics.
Because he used to work at Quick Fit.
He worked at Quick Fit. We've gone in there. He's got a staple gun.
He used to work at Ryman's and all.
We got basically her boobs. Taped them up with some sellotape, we tied round her neck. Tied them off round her neck.
Right. Well, that's a start, isn't it? Well, she must have been over the moon. Did you knock her out when you done all this?
He did. With a wrench from Quick Fit. That's because he's got all the equipment.
Yeah, it's nice.
Know.
Yeah, like
quick whack round the head. Taped her boobs up.
Anaesthetist.
Yeah, anaesthetist. He called it anaesthetist. Yeah. It's more hitting over heads with a wrench. And she had her ass sorted out, really. She had some of that taken off. And
she had that expanding foam stuck in there.
She had the expanding foam from when he'd done his partition wall. In this extension.
That's right.
Lovely extension. Whether it quite goes on her.
Well, the trouble with the expanding foam is that it just does what it likes. You know,
it went goes, all down her leg.
It goes wherever it wants to go, you know, where it'll just fill the gaps.
She's got, you know, cankles. She's got knickles. It's so big round there. It all expanded down.
Well, it does.
The insulation is wonderful.
Much warmer
round her.
Yeah, that's good. We should save money in that area.
In that department.
Yeah.
And all that done. And I've got to be honest, if I had the money, I probably would. I mean, she plumped up her cheeks.
What were you?
Some Sif.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, on account of when he used to work for that cleaning firm.
Yeah, he had some of that in his back. And so
200 boxes of it.
200 boxes. So we just pricked her cheeks.
Oh, okay.
Injected it in with a turkey baster.
Oh, right.
And it came out.
It worked for Bernard Matthews.
Yeah, it did. It worked for Matthews. Of course, we put a couple of plasters Mr. Bump plaster over the hole for the cheek.
Okay. How'd that work then? How'd that work?
Do you know what? It's all right. If I had the money, as I say, I probably would have at least ensured that, you know, her buttocks didn't expand quite as much as that.
No.
I probably would have kept one of her ears on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is if you'd have had the money.
Yeah, but
money does give you the choice.
Well, you say that. Has it made your brother any happier?
No, he can't go swimming, as I say. Real shame.
But what he used with them castles. Remember he used to advertise
American... That's how he made his money. Flogging like the idea of bouncy castles to America.
Oh, they love that. Well, what is it? It's a baronial castle.
Yeah, it's a baronial castle, yeah.
Oh, well, where can we see it? How much is the entrance fee?
Well, it's about 20 quid again, and you can have for that. You get a look around the castle and take your shoes off when you're in there.
Marlene, you have to take your shoes off, presumably cut the carpet. It's the 17th century.
And then you get on there, you just bounce over the ramparts.
Yeah, what?
You bounce over the ramparts.
Oh, and you bet, and there's this a normal thing that the Saxons used to do.
Oh, yeah, well, it's very much a medieval thing, this. Yeah. When they were defending their castle, they would make sure the bottom was bouncy.
Oh, okay.
So they could jump up, fire an arrow, go down, jump up, fire an arrow. They do it like that, you see.
The stuff that they will be sold, the Americans.
Oh, yeah.
In the name of heritage.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Oh,
tourism.
My God.
Tourism. Anyway, you can make loads of money off them. The Yankee Doodle Dandos.
I tell you, well, they'll all be coming to, the Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh, the Chelsea Flower Show.
All the Americans turn up with that, don't they? They love all that business. The Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh, they love all that.
You're displaying this year? Or?
Yeah, of course I am, yeah.
What are you doing this year?
I'm entering into one of the competitions, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I am.
Was it tropical or...?
I'm not using tropical flowers. I'm using, flowers what is native to this country.
Okay, yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, good. Yeah,
well, and seeing how it's spring, my design this year is made entirely out of daffodils.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful. It's beautiful. Daffodils and watermelons.
Beautiful. What will you be?
I've got this great big structure that goes about 20 feet in the air.
Lovely.
And it's all made out of daffodils, and it's a great big knob.
Great
big knob.
Oh, a knob, yes.
Great big knob.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, at the base of it, it's two... I mean, I've been growing these all year now. I've been using genetically modified bits and bobs you got off the internet.
Yes.
I've made these two huge watermelons.
Yes.
Just to stick at the bottom of the knob to make it look like
right.
big balls.
Yeah.
And I painted them yellow.
Yes.
And then that's going to stay there for the duration of the show.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
Royal Horticultural Society.
That's it.
They come round.
They come round and have a look at my knob and balls, and they go, oh, yeah, that's 10 out of 10. Yeah, very good knob. It's one of the best knobs here.
Yeah. What section is that in?
That's in the novelty section. Are you there this year?
I'm displaying this year.
Right. Tell me through your design.
I've got, my wife was going to show off her clematis this year, but I didn't want it. So what we decided to do, we had a powwow. And I said, I want to go in the novelty section.
Oh, gee, very unusual.
Because
you normally take this stuff very seriously.
Very seriously. Very keen, Garner. Very
green fingers.
Well, my Margaret was green fingered, but we had them taken off by Brian. an accident.
Snipped them off.
He snipped them off by accident.
She says you want to need them anyway.
No. But so they were all red fingers by the time he had a go. Anyway, I've got wonderful design. It's two mounds, beautiful mounds, featuring. I've got some sweet peas.
Beautiful sweet peas.
It's like a carpet of sweet peas.
Oh, that's lovely. I've got a
beautiful rhododendrons running up the middle between them, the two mounds.
Okay.
And what I'm hoping is, the Duchess of York or one of them who comes round.
All the royals.
And they come round, hello, I'm Bellis and Michael. And what will you show? What do you call this design? I call it an arse.
An arse, yeah. Sweet pea arse.
Sweet pea arse. Yeah. Oh, lovely, wonderful scent. And then she leans in to sniff it.
Yeah.
I've got a...
Which she undoubtedly will do.
It's
going to
squirt her in the face.
Right, that's it.
Bring the house down.
It isn't a novelty section, love.
What's, no.
You know?
Yeah, it's a novelty section.
Yeah, it's in the novelty section.
You know, and have a bit of a laugh
Of course you're going to get squirted from my bum.
Yeah, of course, from my bum.
Of course you was. Of course you was.
Barry St. Michael this year is displaying his bum, the novelty section.
Watering bum.
Yeah, the watering bum.
Oh, right.
you know.
Anyone so. Come round from the gardening world?
Monty Don come to see mine.
King Dong's come to see mine.
Oh, has he come to see? Oh, wonderful.
Come all the way from America.
I read his biography.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Beautiful.
It's a good one, isn't it?
What a wonderful,
wonderful piece of literature.
He was up for the Whitbread, Don.
Yeah, he's up for the Whitbread.
In his,
and I believe Don was also up for the Man Booker.
I think he was.
Yeah, the Orange, shortlisted for the Orange Man Booker.
Yeah, yeah.
King Dong.
I mean, Dong's were, I mean, it's, what's think it, called? It was, it's called King Dong Merrily on High. I've got a copy of it here. King Dong's biography. I mean, it all features. I mean, he had a big winkle. That's basically the story.
That's it, isn't it?
You know, chapter one, I've got a big one. Chapter big two, winkle. Look at the size of that. Winkle. Chapter three, that's enormous. Chapter four.
Is it worth reading anything out?
Well, let's have a look. Oh, this is lovely. This is a wonderful chapter about his time at the Chelsea Flower Show. Let's see. Oh, this is a very amusing passage here. It was 1978, and I was displaying my massive penis at the Chelsea Flower Show in London, England, in England. I was displaying it in the knob section. To my delight, Her Majesty the Queen Mother came along. My big tinkle was decorated with all kinds of flowers.
You look like a maypole.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I read that bit there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll pick it up.
It looked like a maypole.
It looked like a maypole.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Queen Mother came round.
Oh, bless her.
And I'm lying under the mud as I had been for 3 weeks with my... with my knob
pointing due upwards. Yeah.
With my knob in the air. I'd been there so long, some ivy had started to grow all the way up the length of my knob.
Oh, that's like a lot.
Yeah. The ivy had caught in amongst my pubes, and when the Queen Mother saw this, she got very, very worried indeed, and got her sack of toys.
Oh, God, that's right.
I remember.
Yeah. It was on Newsround.
Yeah, it was. And she started to hack away at this ivy. Unfortunately,
not leave things alone, will they?
No, they don't. The royals just get stuck in everything. Like, they don't want to prove that they're sort of like hands on. Anyway, she starts hacking away at this ivy, and I'm underneath the mud, and I'm thinking, oh God, this is getting dangerous, you know. And then all of a sudden, clip, she takes a slice out of my length of salami.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I screamed. And, of course, she screamed because she thought, where the hell is that coming from? And I was underneath the mud, and I got up, and I had to... my knob was hanging out, and I had to say, I'm so sorry, madam. You weren't supposed to see this. Yeah, good book.
Oh, it's
it?
A beautiful... I mean, it's a gift, isn't it, storytelling like that? It really is.
What a great tale.
It's a great tale. I mean, it's all in there, the stuff, the day Marty Kane pulled on my ball bag. That's that chapter there.
John Nettles and the
mushroom exchange. And Helen Mirren, the day she sat on me by accident. I mean, it's all there. Yeah,
but, I mean, he's lived a life, hasn't he, Dong?
Cool, blimey,
he's lived
Dong.
A life.
Oh,
you know?
Don't call him King Dong for nothing.
No, exactly. Oh,
but
what a
he's
lucky
a,
boy.
He's a lucky, oh, he's a lucky fellow, boy. Isn't he? Lucky
don't forget, thing. We're going on tour.
Yes.
And we'll be doing all this stuff about King Dong.
Yes, we might write a bit.
We might do.
We might do a bit. Now, look, before we go, I quickly got to ask you
this. Oh, God, yeah.
Do you hear about this culture secretary? I had a relationship
with
a cool girl,
John
Whittingdale. He said, look, to be fair to him,
Whittingdale,
he met this woman on Match.com. And this is before
that's
he
the
was,
internet dating website, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's
website.
It. And he says it was all a bit embarrassing. He didn't know she was a
Okay. Well, easy mistake to make.
It is, isn't it?
Easy mistake to make.
I mean, that one you went out with, that Eastern European lady.
Oh, no, that's right. You know, I met her in a bar.
The clues were there.
They were there. Like, in hindsight, it's 2020, cool. Isn't it? But at the time, you're thinking, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I met her in this bar and we sat down together and I said, would you like a drink? Yeah. And she said, yes, I would like a drink.
Yeah, nice.
I said, okay. And I was chatting her up. And she said, that drink's going to cost you 40 quid.
Yeah.
And I said, oh. I just paid for it.
Yes.
Like, it was actually £5. She said, yeah, no, that's not. But to buy me a drink, it's going to cost £40.
Well,
I thought, okay.
The lady.
You know. So she says, okay. Anyway, I said, can I walk you, please,
As a gentleman,
can I walk you to your car, please?
Chivalrous.
And she said, yes, I'd love you to do that. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, I walk her out of the foyer of the hotel, you know, to the pavement, to her motor and that. And then when we get to the motor, she says, thank you very much for doing that. That'll cost you 30 quid. Thank you.
I'm like, thank you. Bells.
Well, they were, she should, in hindsight.
Yes. It's
in hindsight, though, but I was bowled over by her beauty, you know.
Well, I mean, remember when I went out, before I met Margaret.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the alarm bell should have been ringing.
Yeah.
This lovely lady, I bought her a rose. We were out up in Soho Way.
Yeah.
Had a nice meal out together. The alarm bell should have been ringing. The big bloke sat next to her, you know. Oh, she's
right,
it was her brother. Bloke with a baseball bat.
Okay.
And I said, oh, well, it's been a lovely evening. And it was ever so nice because she picked me on the cheek.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And that cost me a fiver.
That's a lot of money back then, isn't it?
And it must have, I don't know what I was thinking, but I said, I'll give you a lift home. You know, she sat in the front of the car, and any lady who winds down the window as you're driving, beckoning other men
to the window, you just thought she was a bit kinky.
I just thought she's being friendly,
very nice, and that sort of thing.
But I don't know, got back and, there's a dungeon.
Okay.
There's various other women there.
Right.
There's a madam, which I just assumed was a French
mum.
And, it was a gonorrhea. In the end.
Well, this is it with some of these ladies, And I phoned her up. And I said, hello, how are you?
Mm.
She said, very well, very nice to hear from you,
Because
we were dating by this point.
Yeah.
And I was ringing her a lot. I rang her up and she said, before we carry on, this phone call will cost you £10.
Oh.
I said, okay. I'm thinking, look, the course of true love never did run smooth, you know?
Yeah.
You had to do whatever you have to do, you know?
Yes.
Anyway, I said, would you like to go for a drink tonight? She said, I would love to go for a drink tonight. Yeah. Just to let you know, that would cost you £50.
Right, and she wanted to splash out the money.
She just wanted me to show that I had the money to be with her, and I was happy to do that,
Well, when I split up with mine, eventually a similar thing happened with all that.
Yeah.
And I just said to her, look,
I'm not working out.
I'm just getting a funny feeling about this. Yeah. I think it's best if we part company. She said, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. And we agreed to, disappear, go our separate ways. Yeah. But before I did, she just said, it was so romantic. She just put a little finger on my nose, flick my nose, I'm an old bless you. And that'd be 50p.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was kind of...
When I split up with mine, eventually, I said, look, I'm you're a lovely girl, but I can't afford to do this.
No.
You know, she's like, it's a lot of money.
Yes.
Taking you out, to be boyfriend, girlfriend with you.
Yeah.
I'd like to end it, please.
Please.
And she said, all right, you can end it. I said, okay. But where are you? Where are you currently? What's your address?
Yes.
I said, okay. My address, I'm thinking she's going to come around and try and chat to me.
Yes.
I said, I'll go over my address, And she says, all right, someone will be in touch with you. I said, what?
Yeah.
She said, yeah, someone will be. Anyway, she put the phone up. And, you know, how strange, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, 5 minutes later, this bloke comes around, like, knocks on my door, and I open the door. He's got his bat in his hand, yes. Right? And he swings and he, like, smashes my knees in.
Oh, you God, know? Yes.
And I don't know who this was,
no.
This fella. And I just thought, what a terrible day this has been.
Yes.
Not only have I split up with my beautiful girlfriend.
But just by chance.
Just by complete coincidence, this bloke smashed my legs in. You know?
Well, yeah, that's
terrible.
Well, that's...
Okay, well, there we go.
Look... Please come and see the show. But we'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Definitely. But come and see the show.
You can 13th of May. And if you're in other parts of the country, it's all advertised.
Oh, yeah, come and see the show.
Live Nation.
That's it.
On their site.
That's it.
That's it. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, all right. Bye.
This is a Playback Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To you in association with Why Not Think People.